Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer service. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is from that marketplace, Amazing Gadget or whatever. Majestic Gadget. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, this is from Majestic Gadget.
Well, I'm a third-party customer service representative,
Okay,
so.
well, they just took $67 and change out of my bank account, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can get this account pulled up?
06010.
06010. And what's that person's last name?
Jenny, Jenni. Last name is Skomars, Skomars.
Okay. And may you please verify that shipping address for me?
47 Gridley Street, Gridley, Bristol. That's Bristol, Connecticut, 06010.
And thank you so much for that information. I'm just waiting for that account to load
Yeah.
up for me.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna go in. Well, I'll take you with me. I gotta go inside. I'm outside. All the information, my account number and everything is inside.
Okay.
Just got outside. Oh. This is very important because this is my money. This is just about all I got left in my bank. You guys had no right.
And how much was that charge that you're calling about? I'm sorry.
Fucking people I live with. You got no right taking my money.
I understand.
Leaves me with $10 in my bank. Okay, let's see. The amount was $67.32.
Okay, so I do see here, I see that charge, and I see here a charge that was made on the 13th of November. Do you recall that charge for the 574?
That one, yes.
Alrighty, so what that was 574 for shipping for a tactical bag. Alrighty, and it does say it shipped out, and it was shipped out Monday.
That's,
Okay.
I'm talking about this amount, the
And I'm gonna,
67.
yeah, I'm gonna tell you where that amount came from. Let me see if I can pull that, see if it's.
That just happened just a little while ago, within the last hour.
Okay, so it probably hasn't went all the way through either.
They can take
So.
it out of my account. They got it there. I don't know what the hell it
Oh,
is
okay,
with it.
yeah. So it's not pending. So it doesn't say that it's pending. It did take out, correct?
Yes.
All right. So let me go to it. So I do see it here, and I'm on the website from where the bag was, and I'm here to read the
The
terms and
bag was
conditions.
free.
Yes, and you paid the shipping and the handling, correct?
Yes.
Yes, so it states here that in addition to the shipping and handling that I am paying now, I understand and agree the following by clicking the order now button. I will immediately be charged only shipping and handling for the tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store.
No, I don't want to join anything. They can keep everything.
Yes, it already put you in. So what I can do here is cancel out this account so it will no longer bill you.
Yeah, I want my money back.
And see what I can do about that, because it does state in the terms and conditions that it
Any
says.
conditions, and it said a different thing for someone to join to click something else. I did not push anything to join any program or anything.
It said by clicking the order now button after you process.
It did not. It said
hello. You're going in and hello.
Yes, it says. It said to if you want to join, to push this other button.
I'm reading. I got the terms and conditions up right here, sir. It's right in front of me on the website with the actual bag website, the tactical bag, and I'm reading it here. And in the terms and conditions, and this is what it states. It states, in addition to the shipping and handling that I am paying now, I understand and agree the following by clicking the order now button for the tactical bag, that I will immediately be charged for shipping and handling for the tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store. And it says I will also be charged $67.32 for my first month membership within the next 48 hours, but with a free tactical bag and a $125 gift card voucher that you can use on this website.
No.
So
I don't want anything from you. I want my money back in my account.
So what I can do is I can get this account canceled out for you, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
35%?
35%, yes.
What does that come to?
Let me put it in for you. Let's see. It says that it will be $23.56.
Oh, my God. You know, I contacted my bank. Bureau and everybody.
Hello.
I'm going to put this all over fucking Facebook. I'm going to put this all over fucking Instagram.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm putting this all over everything. Every social media site there is. I'm putting down that you people are nothing but fucking losers and scam artists. And I've contacted my bank to fight this charge. You better put my money back in my damn bank.
Okay, so when you spoke with your and as well, if I get any more threats like that and get called any more names, I will have to end this call. So
I didn't
call
you any names. I'm telling you that I'm gonna put this all over social media.
And you said that I heard what you said, and you also
and
on
I contacted
live.
My bank. I'm waiting for them guys. I'm going to call Consumer Reports and Better Business Bureau.
Well, I'm glad that you did say that you contacted your bank. So with that, knowing that information, I would not be able to do anything but cancel out this account.
I'm waiting for an email back from them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have to call back with your bank.
Because they're going to send me an email tomorrow because there was a...
Yes,
and
you are...
Bank.
Uh-huh, and you are on a recorded line, so everything is recorded and is remembered. And that since you stated that you have contacted your bank, we will have to get you to call back with your bank on the other line to resolve this issue for you.
My bank is an online bank. It's only done over the internet on my phone.
Okay, well, it's a way that you will have to get in contact. You will have to try to call customer service. I know they have a customer service number. Every bank has a customer service number.
No, well, you can't get a hold of these people by like that.
So what I could do for you is cancel out your account, and you will have to get connected again with your bank, since you already put in a dispute or let them know about these charges before calling us first. They will have to speak with us online so we can get everything processed with the bank, you, and customer service online. And so I'm glad you did give me that information.
They have to do what? Say this again. I can write this down. I'm trying to see if there was a number on my card. There's not for customer service. It's all online.
Yeah, if it's a number on your card, that number, it will be for customer service. It wouldn't be a number on your card if it wasn't for customer service.
I don't see any number. I don't know. I can't. There's no number on here.
Yeah, so you will have to contact your bank and let them know that that you will have to get them to contact us, give them the number that I have called you from, and they will have to...
What number is that, please? Is it the 855-213-7518?
Yes, you can give them that number, or you can give them the number that I called you from.
I
Are
don't
you able
know
to
what
see?
The... Let me write it down. Go ahead.
Are you able to see it on your cell phone? Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, cell phone.
Yeah, so once we hang, so once this call disconnects, you could just go back to your call log and write that phone number down like that.
All right,
and you just email them and let them know that we do need them on the other line with us since they have already got contacted, and just give us a call back at this number that I called you back, and we'll be able to figure something out for you. But all until right. then, I can cancel out this account so you will no longer get billed. I can do that for you.
Yep.
Alrighty, and I can provide you with that cancellation number as well once I'm finished.
Okay.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. All right, are you ready for that cancellation number?
Okay, cancellation number. Okay.
It will be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
262-652-652-142. Yes,
okay.
Sir. So that's the cancellation number. You can provide them with that as well, and they'll be able to pull up that account as well with that cancellation number.
All right.
All right, and I thank you so much, and I hope you have a great holiday and a blessed day.
You too, bye.